In Britain, one in 400 people die on the roads. Those are odds more than 30,000 times greater than winning the lottery jackpot. There were nearly 3,000 accidents on the roads in Hertfordshire last year. Surprisingly, a quarter of them, like the one PC's Nathan Catley and Chris Payne are just hearing about, involved a vehicle on its own.
A whiskey four.
A likely two is a likely to prove fatal, the worst possible kind of accident. The crash is on a country lane over 20 miles away. Not ideal when someone needs help fast. The female driver has been extricated by paramedics already at the scene and is awaiting an air ambulance. Another passenger intervenes to move Badza to the front of the bus, away from Billy. The pair then turn their attention to stealing from a sleeping passenger. Then, as Badza prepares to get off the bus, he has another go at Billy Ward, and a fight starts.
The bango had the knife. He and Badza were goading people on the bus, so it was my belief that they were prepared to use a knife if they encountered trouble.
At the stop, the punch-up spills off the bus and onto the street. Badza grabs Billy Ward in an arm lock before dragging him down an alley. The bango follows. Seconds later, Billy Ward emerges from the alley and then collapses, having been stabbed many times by Labango. Sydney, 1932. The moment that defines the Ashes competition. This one game of cricket set the tone for the bitter rivalry down the years. England's pace bowlers unleashed an attack on Australia that not only shocked the cricketing world, but really hurt. Firing short pitch bouncers into the bodies of those who stood between England and victory. This is Bodyline, the moment the Ashes turned nasty.